It is time to catch up with one of the all-time greats from the Wallabies. It is Matt Burke, who's doing a bit of a tour of the country at the moment, getting out, selling his new book, which we want to hear about. Hello there, Matt Burke.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Not too bad at all. Now, Matt, kicking it all around the globe, or kicking it around the globe, it's more than just talking about football, isn't it? It's like some of the famous people you've met. I was interested to read that you had a rum with Prince William at one stage.
I did. I really endeared myself to the great Australian traveller, I think you could say there. So I met him when we were playing for the Barbarians a long, long time ago now in a pub, and there was a little story that went with it, and I was able to share a rum and coke with the future King of England. So that was quite interesting. But you're right, it takes you from the field to, you know, inside the change rooms to people that you meet on the way through there. And the whole, I suppose you could say, premise of the book is that if you haven't played the game, you see it from the sidelines. You see the game, the spectacle on the weekend, but you don't really, you know, find out the ins and outs of what's going on. So that's what this book is all about. So a few of the stories on the way, a lot of fun times had by me, which is absolutely brilliant.
Hey, just a quickie too, and who paid for the rum and coke?
Yeah, that was me. I was going back. It was actually, the other one was for Nathan Gray, a teammate of mine. He was staying there by himself. So I had to go back to the bar again and get another one. Exactly right.
Now, how did it feel, obviously, representing your country at a couple of World Cups, winning the World Cup in 99 as well, but also being named and rated as the best fullback in Australian rugby history? How good is that?
I mean, we had a great ride. You know, we had a really good period of rugby from that sort of 98 to 2002, thereabouts. And now we're able to win, as you mentioned, a World Cup, Bledisloe Cups, Tri-Nations. And we also got through the Lion Series in 2001, which was a massive series out here in Australia. So all of a sudden, we're playing games, we're winning, we're enjoying it. But you're right, with that comes responsibility of not only social responsibility, but when you're on the park as well. So, and a part of that was, for me, my responsibility was kicking goals to make sure that we converted the pressure into points, you could say. So I've been in a couple of spots where I had to kick to win the game, and had some nice sledging from players and ball boys and referees at the same time. So it was interesting. I had a fantastic journey, that's for sure.
Now, as we said, it sort of covers a lot of different areas, but, the dirty secrets from the change rooms, Matt.
Ooh.
What have we got to tell about there?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, you get the guys who were the sneaks, you could call it that. They were the guys who used to like to play the practical jokers. Timmy Horan was one of the greats, more for the fact that he had incredible skills on the field, and he could take that out there and have a bit of fun. And I think that's what it's all about, that having fun when you're on the park there, remembering that we are only playing a sport for a job, but it was a hobby and we got paid for it, which was pretty good. But, you know, we had, before our 99 World Cup final, we had, before we played France, you know, it was obviously a pretty tense time thereabouts, and we had messages of support from everyone back here in Australia, you know, from faxes to notes to everything on the way through their letters. But we got one from Phil Kearns, who was our hooker that year, but he went home injured, unfortunately. And so he went back and back to Australia to get himself fixed up. He had a bad foot at the time. But he sent us a video message from his house in Sydney on a November day that was about 30-odd degrees.
Yes.
He's standing there with no shirt on, sort of, you know, giving us his message. And we're thinking, well, hang on, mate, that's a bit bizarre. And then he continued to sort of talk about the journey. We sort of forgot about that he was, sort of shirtless, if that's the word.
Yeah.
And we used to have a call in our team, our defensive call, basically meant do not let these guys score any tries. And it was pretty simple. We'd just keep them mood. Guernsey, as he delivered his final sort of chat to us and said, hey, boys, on the weekend, French, just make sure you, and as he said that, his wife panned out, and there he was in the birthday suit.
Love it. You could make money on that these days, Matt.
Yeah, exactly right. Orlando Bloom style. He just did it too early. Exactly right.
I love it. I'd like to see Phil Kearns like that. But we can read all about it, that and more, and your brushes with people like Tom Jones and everything. Tales from the rugby pitch to the pub with the legendary Matt Burke. Thank you, legendary Matt Burke.
Oh, thank you, guys. Nice to chat.